With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump cheering the suspension of late-night TV host Jimmy Kimmel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president called Kimmel's suspension great news for America.
He said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk.
ABC pulled the show after pressure from Trump's FCC chairman, but the president said it wasn't a free speech issue.
You can call that free speech or not. He was fired for lack of talent.
Writing online, the president called for the removal of NBC's late night hosts, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, citing horrible ratings. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As millions mourn his death, it's been announced now that Charlie's wife, Erica, will serve as the next CEO of Turning Point USA. White House calling on the Supreme Court for an emergency order that would remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors.
The administration is asking Chief Justice John Roberts for a temporary order that would immediately remove Cook from the board and a more lasting order from the court that would be in place while her legal case continues.
A correspondent, Mark Sherman, says it is an unusual case.
No president has fired a sitting Fed governor in the agency's 112-year history. Trump says he wants to fire Cook because of accusations that she committed mortgage fraud, which he says make her untrustworthy to hold such an important job. Cook has denied those charges and said she won't be bullied by Trump.
Investigation continuing in Pennsylvania. A prosecutor says a suspected stalker armed with a rifle hid in his ex-girlfriend's home, ambushed police officers when they came to arrest him. Three of those officers were killed. Two others were wounded. DA says the officers opened the door and the suspect immediately opened fire. This is SRN News. Marriage is changing in Northern Ireland.
A new survey indicates that there are more humanist weddings taking place in the country than Protestant ones. The Northern Ireland Statistics and Research Agency reports that about 15% of all weddings that took place last year were of the humanist variety, up sharply from less than 1% when the government recognized such unions legally in 2018. Meanwhile, the majority of weddings in Northern Ireland are Catholic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the Midwest has a well-deserved reputation for being friendly and hospitable most of the time, but it's a new report that finds the region having a problem with anti-Semitism. Survey by the Anti-Defamation League charts a 68% increase in anti-Semitic incidents in the Midwest, that from 2023 going into 24. This is SRN News. Saudi Arabia and nuclear-armed Pakistan now have a mutual defense pact. The two nations have long established economic, security, and Islamic religious ties, including providing funding for Islamabad's nuclear weapons program as it developed. There had been speculation Saudi Arabia could be included under a nuclear umbrella as tensions have risen over Iran's atomic program. Israel's recent attack targeting Hamas leaders in Qatar seems to be the catalyst for a disagreement.
Gulf Arab countries as a whole are trying to reconsider their own security, especially after this Israeli attack. Israel is long suspected to be the Middle East's only nuclear-armed state. So having Pakistan and Saudi Arabia reach this defense pact in which if one country is attacked, both countries are attacked, represents a significant move to try to counteract that.
More details, SRNnews.com.